From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Labor Department reports the nation's unemployment rate fell to 9.7% in January, down from 10% in December. But the latest government numbers also show a million more jobs lost since the beginning of the recession. Danielle Carson reports.
In spite of the lower unemployment rate, the report shows 20,000 jobs were lost in January, and the updated figures also show nearly 8.5 million were lost since 2007 based on payroll revisions.
Clearly, the recession was even weaker and even more detrimental to the labor market than we previously thought.
Barclays Capital economist Michelle Meyer says there are a few bright spots in the January report. Jobs in retail and manufacturing went up, and businesses are hiring more temp workers.
Businesses are clearly starting to see an increase in output and, as a result, want to increase jobs. And the first way they're doing it right now is through temporary hiring.
The Obama administration is proposing a tax cut for small businesses. It says creating 1.1 million new jobs. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
An apology from the head of Toyota today. The automaker's president and CEO said he wants customers to know they are the first priority. The apology comes on the heels of a slew of problems for Toyota, ranging from floor mats jamming accelerators, problems with the pedals themselves, and to new revelations about braking issues with the company's Prius hybrid. Toyota has recalled millions of vehicles, is still deciding how to deal with the issues affecting the Prius. Criticism is mounting against the leader of a group of missionaries facing kidnapping charges in Haiti. The defense attorney in Port-au-Prince says Laura Silsby knew she was not allowed to take children out of the country without paperwork. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Most of the 10 missionaries are connected to the Central Valley Baptist Church just outside Boise. A statement earlier this week said, quote, "Our team was falsely arrested." But a follow-up statement Thursday focused just on the young people group leader Laura Silsby took with her. It said, quote, "We are absolutely convinced that those who were recruited to join this mission traveled to Haiti to help, not hurt, these children." Church officials stopped holding interviews with reporters shortly after charges were filed. Meantime, the local newspaper ran a story critical of Laura Silsby, saying she has a history of financial problems and lawsuits in Idaho. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boise.
In Washington, D.C., forecasters are calling for as much as 30 inches of snow, which would be a record. At Home Depot in Gaithersburg, Maryland, employee John Hall says snow shovels and other equipment are in short supply.
We're getting ready for this big storm that's coming. We got everyone looking for snow shovels and snow blowers, and we've already gone through 400 or 500 shovels this morning. We're waiting for the truck to get here to make sure all these customers get taken care of.
Many schools and the federal government shut down early today. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 10 points, ending the week at 10,012. The Nasdaq gained 15 points. The S&P 500 was up 3 points today. This is NPR. A car bomb that targeted Shiite pilgrims walking to the holy city of Karbala has claimed the lives of at least 40 people and left 150 others hurt. Iraqi officials say twin car bombs tore through a crowd of people who were taking part in a religious observance there. While there's been no claim of responsibility for the attack, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is blaming al-Qaeda and those loyal to former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein for trying to ignite sectarian strife. The vast majority of Americans have not gotten vaccinated against the flu so far this season. That's despite an unprecedented campaign to convince them to. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
A government-funded survey conducted by Harvard researchers shows that more than three-quarters of adults have not yet been vaccinated against pandemic flu, although another 16% say they still plan to. Even among adults with health conditions that put them at risk of flu complications and death, more than two-thirds haven't yet been vaccinated. The record is better among children. 40% of parents say they've gotten their kids vaccinated. If those who say they plan to follow through, a little more than half of children would be protected by spring. This season, children are at greater risk of flu complications and death than usual. More than half of unvaccinated Americans say worries about vaccine safety are a reason why they didn't seek it for themselves or their children. Richard Knox, NPR News.
NASA has given the go-ahead for a Sunday liftoff of the space shuttle Endeavour. Mission managers said today that with the chance of a favorable weather at 80% at launch time, the flight is a go. The latest shuttle launch comes as many at NASA are still in shock over an announcement by the Obama administration that is setting a new course for the space agency. Rather than return to the moon, and the White House is proposing more research involving asteroids and Mars. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.